Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel, and if you're listening to this on release day, 2020 is upon us, so let me be one of the first to say Happy New Year! 2019 was an excellent one for the Rancor's Brothel, due to the folks who listen to this show and support us and share our posts and comment on our stupid memes on Facebook, so on and so forth. So we had a wonderful year in 2019 and looking forward to providing more entertainment for you folks for your listening pleasure in 2020. In case you haven't already noticed, I wanted to let you know of a little programming note. Nephthelion is not releasing today. If you're a longtime listener, you probably get this, but if you are new to the podcast, I just want to take some time to explain. As you're probably aware, we put out a lot of content, and so we record all the time. That being said, when you get to November and December, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, various holidays, holiday parties, end of the year celebration, New Year's, recording schedules get a little bit tight. Releases get a little bit closer, and the well starts to run a bit dry. Again, if you're a longtime listener, you're probably familiar with us usually doing something a little special around Christmas. Sometimes we do a special game, sometimes we've done things like the 12 Days of Brothel. And it just so happened this year with schedules and recording and everything else that Nephthelion isn't releasing quite the way we want to. Not to mention, the place where we cut it last week is going to leave you on a little bit of a, what do we want to say, a mid-season cliffhanger, as it were. So that's very, very exciting. Sorry, Jeff. I couldn't help but release a couple of episodes in a row with Jeff dying. But Jeff gets his revenge today. We are going to start a short segue into a little bit of Call of Cthulhu. So hopefully you'll get to enjoy that. You get to hear Jeff run, which we haven't heard in a while. We recorded this game about 4 months ago, give or take. But it's a great one. It's going to run for a couple weeks. And then don't worry, if you're looking for Brothel D&D, it should be back in about 3 weeks or so. So anyway, I hope you all have had a wonderful holiday season. I know we have as well. We're super excited to get back to work in 2020 and to provide you more content that you love. As always, we couldn't do it without you. So keep circulating the tapes. And again, Happy New Year from all of us here at the Brothel. Enjoy the show.
Engage.
So, it's a good thing that Matt's not here.
I mean, pick one of 1,000 reasons.
Because by now he'd have pissed all over those boxes that are sitting next to the toilet up.
True.
Do you think this is going to come out in less than 3 weeks?
This game?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
I'm just curious.
Who's this the keeper is either, of the schedule?
This is, chronologically, this is the second recording in this home. Actually, when you hear it, I have no idea. Because I was going to make something about, hey, we're recording in the new location with all this new equipment and new arms.
But then they're like, Cody, you moved 6 months ago.
Right, exactly. If this doesn't come out until June.
Sits on the shelf for a while.
It might. I don't know.
I mean, when has that really stopped us from being, you know, really mindful of
not at all
being topical or current or anything?
Not at all. I really liked one where I was listening to a podcast, and they were clearly playing on Halloween, and you could hear, like, ding dong, trick or treat in the background. It came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
You know. Sometimes you got shelf stuff.
Okay, so it's me tonight, and we're going to play Delta Green. And...
Ish.
Well, yeah, kind of. Half-assed Delta Green.
I love that you said earlier, you're like, I don't really understand Call of Cthulhu, so we're going to play Delta Green. It's like the same system.
Basically.
I mean, I can make it work. You guys go ahead and pick a character at random.
Are you sure I can touch him now?
Yeah, you can touch him. Don't look at him yet.
I guess I'm getting that one.
You are.
I'm the farthest away. Thank you.
Everybody tell me the letters up in the corner.
What? See? CC, I tell you my letter.
PA, I think.
And Cody is H.
I am H.
Okay, I was expecting ABC.
So
but...
wait, I know. So you're C?
Yes.
You're PA.
Yeah.
I'm H. I have no logical reason as to why I'm H.
Chap. We spell chap.
We do spell. That's why I'm sitting here trying to put the combinations in my head.
Wait, no.
No.
PA. Well, if you we mix up the letters...
Okay, starting with Troy, I need 5 D100 rolls, and I need you to give me time to record them. For the audience, nobody at the table has had characters yet. Nobody knows anything that's going on.
61.
61.
Have you had time to record them?
The first one, yes. Proceed to the second.
57.
Okay.
Have you had time to record that?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you for checking.
31.
Okay.
37. 75.
Cody.
Yes.
To finish? I thought I only rolled 4.
That was...
I'm pretty sure it was only 4.
That was 5. 61, 57, 31, 37, 75.
Da, 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 da. I don't think I had a... Okay, sure.
Cody, give me the same thing.
Okay, I'm going to roll 10 dice, and I'm just going to kind of push them together. This is taking f***ing ever. All right, there we go. I'm not cooking them. I'm just kind of pushing them together. All right, you ready?
Yes.
007.
Ooh.
26. 17. 53. And 56. Now, I haven't moved my dice yet in case you need those again.
Nope, I got them.
All right.
Dave.
Ah, a 10 sideways can look like a 25. 11. I'm going to move this over here where I can actually
a 10 see sideways can look like a 25?
Well, remember, these are digital numbers as opposed to 81, 98, 45. Is that 4?
That's 4.
75.
Rancor's Brothel, where you have trouble counting to 5.
5.
Okay, give me just a second because I have to make some rolls.
Random elements!
Not so random, just stuff you don't know about yet. Okay. Dave.
Hello.
You wake up.
That's good. I'm glad.
Well,
off to a good start.
It's good and it's bad because you hurt like hell.
Oh, shit.
You can kind of hear soft rain outside. It's very dark. And you are sitting kind of cockeyed. As the van that you're in is very clearly in a ditch. And you have no idea who you are.
But it says so on the paper.
Which I don't have in front of me.
Well, you check your pockets. You have your ID. You can see what your name is and everything like that. You look around. There's 2 other people in the van with you. And you know them, but you, for the life of you, you can't remember why.
Do I remember their names?
Nope.
Huh. Is it dark or is it daily?
Very dark.
Okay.
Troy, I don't think this is about flowers.
We just started. We don't know yet.
Maybe we crashed in a tulip field.
Are we Swedish?
Dutch.
Dave, that first roll was for a con roll. Con roll to see who woke up first. The second one was a luck roll to see whether you were injured in the crash. And yours was an 81. So, yeah. Take 1 point of damage.
Brilliant.
Yep. Going for the pencils. Professional podcast people.
How do we determine luck?
Is this a 50-50 high roll? Or low.
Okay.
Well, it's not high or low. It's low. You want under 50. Or 1 to 50, 51 to 100 is a fail. Troy, you'll start to regain consciousness. Go ahead and mark off 1 health. You also have no idea who you are. You can see Dave's character. You had PA, right?
Yeah.
You're in the driver's seat.
Okay, that's not great.
It's your fault.
Where do I see? Like, can I tell my surroundings?
It's dark as hell. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
But I'm outside.
You're in a van. Car.
Well, but I mean, we are outdoors.
Yes.
We're not in a building.
You can see cornfields.
Okay.
It's thundering up above us.
Make an awareness roll.
I'm sorry?
Make an awareness roll.
Alertness?
Alertness.
Is there, like, sounds of any sort of wildlife, like cicadas or anything?
This time of year, probably not.
Okay.
I did not pass.
What time of year is it?
Tick skills that are
what's
not passed,
the temperature
though, right in DG?
Yes, it's actually pretty chilly.
Okay, like middle of winter chilly or like fall chilly?
Early fall.
Okay.
This time of night, out in the middle of nowhere, fairly chilly.
The corn would have been harvested by now, Jeff. Your logic is
You're
flawed.
Right. It would have been. That makes no sense.
Are we?
It's funny how many people describe cornfields that probably never have been around corn. The corn would have been harvested by now.
Well, I didn't say you see corn. I said you see cornfields.
How would I know it's a cornfield if there's not corn in it, Jeff?
Because you assume. That's why you're an ass.
Either that or it's being grown later for feed.
To be fair, the cornfields, the stalks do often get left behind, so it is fairly obvious. But anyway, please continue.
Are we in the cornfield or are we on a road?
You are in a ditch.
In a ditch. Like crashed in a ditch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You both took damage in the crash. One of you bashed your head on a window. One of you fell into some of the equipment that's in the van.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Did airbags deploy?
No.
Okay. That's how you got injured.
I'm just trying to determine the severity of the crash.
Either that or it didn't have side deploy airbags.
How far off the road, can I tell?
Unlike Cody's ditch, this is actually a very large ditch. You are with your ass end sticking up in the air.
Okay.
What sort of equipment is in the van?
You can see a fair amount of computer tech. What would that be? Give me an int by five.
Fail.
Actually, you have access to your skills and everything. You would know that a lot of this stuff pertains to cameras.
Okay.
Video and audio recording. Most of what's back here is beat shit at the moment.
Okay.
Looks like it wasn't secured down when...
So like film crew sort of thing or
mm-hmm.
news crew or... Does anything have any logos on it like a news crew? Or
this stuff, no.
Okay.
Cody.
Yes.
You start to come too. Very much the same way, except you didn't take any damage.
I would hope so. I had some really, really good rolls.
That you cooked.
Which one of them is in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat?
I think he said Dave was.
Okay.
Did you?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Either one. Roll a die. Whoever's higher.
I got a two.
So did I.
I got a five.
I got a three. You're in the passenger
Cody's
seat.
Up front.
Reach for a cell phone. Do I have one in my pocket?
That is... You do.
Flip it open?
Yep.
Turn it on, whatever?
Still works.
Can I glean any information from looking at it?
I don't know. What's the pattern?
Fingerprint.
Well,
yeah, you can get into your phone.
Like, I know...
That should tell you what time it is.
Right. So let's start with time. Date.
8:24 p.m.
So it's 8:24 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
September something. I don't remember the exact date.
And, like, my phone instantly connects to weather, so, like, it tells me the weather where I'm at. So can I tell where I'm at?
September 17th. You are in... Michigan.
So we're in Michigan.
Just outside a town called Clio.
Clio, Michigan. It is 8:24 p.m. Yeah, I have a notebook. Why am I writing on the page? And it's September, what'd you say, 17th?
Yep.
Is everybody okay?
No. Oh, no.
A little banged up, I guess.
I guess I'll call 911.
Sounds, yeah, like a good idea.
I have no reason not to. Like, we're a, you know, secret government team that may or may not wish to alert the authorities to our crash.
We don't know that we're a secret government team?
No, I'm assuming not. That seems to be the most pertinent thing.
As a matter of fact, I picked these because this isn't Delta Green related.
Well, that's fair. Sorry, Google Maps, I'm assuming you let me. How far are we outside of Cleo? Like, does it give me the road, a mile marker number, roughly?
Yeah, you are, it doesn't give me a scale. You're, those are probably mile blocks. You're probably 3 to 5 miles outside of town.
Okay, I'm going to call 911.
Everybody can make me an awareness roll. Troy already made one. Alertness, whatever it was.
Fail.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, you'll get an answer.
Yeah, we were just in a car crash. I think we're a few miles outside of Cleo. We're in a ditch, three of us. I suffered head trauma. I'm not sure where I'm at right now.
Okay. Can you? Where exactly are you?
I try and describe from Google Maps. I'm on highway, blah, blah, blah. It looks like we're off the side of the road.
We'll have a unit out there shortly.
Okay.
And do you guys want to do anything? Do you want to talk about anything? Do you want anything before I move on?
Does anyone remember what happened?
I think we had a car wreck.
Yeah, I know. How?
No. I turned to the driver's seat.
I have no recollection whatsoever.
Is it possible to get out of the car, Jeff? Yeah. You said the ass end was up in the air, so is it physically possible to get out of the van?
You said that you were looking for your phone. While you were looking for your phone, you find one of those in your pocket.
Okay. Oh, just can I have it or do I not need it?
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay. In terms of that, it looks like a hotel key, maybe, or a. Is there anything tagged to it? The Coach and Lantern Motel, 12705 West Vienna Street, Cleo, Michigan. Room number 3.
A motel?
Yeah, I got keys to a motel in that town a little ways back.
I want to check my pockets to see what else I have.
You find room 5.
Okay.
I'll check my pockets.
You find room 6.
Okay.
Do I also find a cell phone?
Yes, you do. Dave does not.
And we determined this was present day?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you use a phone's flashlight to look in the back of the van and see if there's anything else?
I can't find my phone anywhere.
Oh, well, look, I mean, we clearly hit the ground pretty hard or hit something.
Sure looks like it hit me pretty hard, too.
Is there anybody...
I feel like I probably cracked a rib or fractured it or something.
Can't anybody... Did we see if there was another car? Did we hit someone? Did we hit a deer? Did we...
Well, shine that light around.
Yeah. If I can get out, I'll try and get out.
You can get out. The accident doesn't look like anything bad. I mean, there's no skid marks. There's no indication that you guys were going at a high rate of speed. You just went off the side of the road.
Our phones work. I'm going to check my phone. Does my phone tell me whether or not I have, like, a recently searched destination? Like, Google Maps, like, a recent location that I would have tried to...
That's fair. Check your GPS.
That is fair. Yeah, there's a spot down the road that you guys... Well, you would see the spot for the hotel. You would see a spot down the road that has been recently searched. Now that you guys are out, you can see a farmhouse about a mile down the road. Lights on.
It's a long walk, though.
No, we should probably stay by the car, but...
Yeah.
All right. I guess for the audience's sake, do we know what each other look. I mean, obviously, we're looking at each other. So I suppose mm-hmm. I'll describe myself. I appear to be a woman in my. I appear to be a 50-year-old woman. So a middle-aged woman.
That's not actually a description.
Well, like, that's all that I've got to go off of. I was going to ask you, i.e., Jeff. Am I dressed? Am I in a dress? Am I in a pantsuit? Am I in jogging pants? Like, what can we get from looking at each other?
You are dressed fairly professionally.
Okay, so I'm in professional attire. Shoulder pads and everything.
Modern.
I'm 46 years old. Also a female. How would I be presented?
In all honesty, I'm not sure because I don't know what they dress like.
Women?
No.
These mysterious creatures.
You're dressed kind of business casual, but ready for work.
Okay. Seems fair.
About the same with Dave.
I'm a 54-year-old guy.
Man, I didn't look at the ages on these.
who is apparently, well, except for that bruised or cracked rib, in perfect health and pretty built or, sturdy.
Mm-hmm. A high con score, if you would.
Yes.
Yeah. I must jog a lot because I am apparently, I have excellent dexterity, so I must be in pretty good physical condition for being 50 years old, which is the new 30.
You actually would be, I won't say better looking, but more gussied up than any of the others.
Sure.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because I have a high strength, a very low con, moderate dex, and moderate charisma as well. So,
These skills that we have, do we know that we have them?
No. Okay. You look at the equipment in the back, some of the cameras mm-hmm. and sure. things like that. You have the idea that you would know how to use something like that, and you can look at it and see that this is broke, this is broke, this is broke. But you're not sure why exactly you know that.
Is there anything recognizable about the van?
No.
It's just
there's no logo, there's no nothing.
Okay. Just a plain panel van.
What is the license plate on the back? Is it for Michigan? Is it for
No, it would be a California plate. Actually, no, this would probably be a rental.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. So theoretically, if it's not been lost in the glove box, there should be rental paperwork of mm-hmm. who rented the van. So who rented the van?
Troy, what's your name?
Kristen Meeks.
Would be under Kristen Meeks' name.
This is going to sound weird. Are you Kristen or am I Kristen?
You all found your ID in your purse or in your wallet or whatever.
I know. It just seems weird that, I'm playing up the fact that I don't know who I am.
So you don't remember anything either?
No, I must have got hit on the head really hard. You don't either?
No, but I didn't get head on the head, so I don't know. This is weird.
You know that you didn't get hit on the head, but you sure have a hell of a headache.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, you were in the back, all that camera equipment. Like, who knows? Something could have clocked you.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
but still, it's weird that it happened to all of us. Right? All of us?
Yeah, I didn't know who I was, so I pulled my wallet out.
I mean, concussions are... I start flashing my flashlight in their eyes, see if they dilate. I don't believe that I have the skill first aid, but I will try and attempt to first aid people, Jeff, or medicine roll them. I can't medicine roll. It's a zero.
Yeah, does anybody have first aid?
I have a 10.
You wouldn't know that, so.
Right, I wouldn't know that, so I would attempt to first aid.
Roll it. I'm good with that. Who are you first aiding?
Let me help you out, Kristen. That wound looks really, really bad. Let me see who I can.
You do have blood running down the side of your head.
I do.
Yep.
Well, my 10 will be like, well, just mainly stop the bleeding.
That's a fail.
So the crit fail?
It is not.
Okay.
It's a 36 over 10.
You're sure that you did an amazing job.
That should help. She looks like the mummy out of.
I'll just, hold, I guess, something against whatever is bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you cracked your head on a window or something.
Okay.
So...
Well, since I guess this is in order, hi, I'm Britton Helmer.
I'm Tammy Lorenz.
Kristen, Meeks.
Okay, so you rented the van.
I suppose so.
We apparently all work together or know each other.
Oh, this sure we looks must like not work be. Stuff.
I look at my hands. Do I have a wedding ring?
No.
I'm going to assume we work together. We have different rooms.
Yeah.
We're not from around here.
It's a rental van.
What's the address on my ID?
They would be California IDs.
Okay. Are you all from California? Them. Okay.
Apparently.
So we're here for business, I guess?
Is there, on the rental paperwork, is there some sort of, like, company contact or something, or is it just Kristen's name?
Yeah, you're going to be in, you're going to want to call on that.
I honestly don't know how it would be set up. We're going to say it's through Kristen.
Does anybody have anything else? Business cards or,
Sure.
I start looking through the contacts in my phone.
I'll look at credit cards.
They're random names. You have no idea who they are.
Do I have any, like, company credit cards, corporate ones, or are they all, like, personal?
Nope. You don't.
I want to look at all three of our phones. Do we all have a...
Do we have
I don't have phone. A phone.
Similar contact recently.
Oh, like recently called or yeah. something?
No.
Are our phones look the same, like their corporate phones? Or?
You would see... Recent contacts, Kristen would have recent contacts with like a Clio area code.
Yeah.
You guys would not.
Okay.
I still haven't found my phone, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Dave doesn't have a phone.
Can you hold the light? Can I go looking for it in the van?
Sure.
Let me roll something?
Make search.
Text messages?
Oh, you know what? Try calling it. Would that help?
I search to see if I have... What's your name again?
Britton Helmer.
I look for Helmer in my phone. I hit send. All right, call.
Rings.
Does that help? Okay, so at least it's active.
So he can find his phone?
Well, that would normally be a fail. Does the ring help enough?
Nope.
Shit, it's here somewhere, but I can't find it.
Recent text messages? Anything I can discern from reading them?
No. You wouldn't have a whole lot of texts recently.
Does this phone look really personal or professional?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Like, are there contacts for mom, dad, or does it be Mr. or something? Or, I mean, can we tell that?
There's a lot of first names. Okay.
Anyone else want to do anything, or are we just kind of waiting?
I mean, I... feel like we should probably wait for
the people we called,
the 911 to get here.
Sure.
They'll arrive whenever you guys are ready to move on.
Well, they should arrive within approximately 5 minutes because that's response time, 5 to 10.
Well, we are out in the middle of nowhere, Michigan. So
you know what I'm saying, when they arrive, where does it say where they're from? Like, I doubt Clio is a big enough town to have.
Sheriff,
own.
Probably.
Actually, Clio does have their own police department.
So probably, usually when you call that in, there's probably one or two cops that show up. There'll be an ambulance and maybe even a fire truck. So we're probably going to make a scene here in a second.
When I like zoom out on the on Google Maps, what's like a large city? Because Clio, I don't know where Clio is, but
Saginaw's about 20 miles away.
Which direction?
I don't even know off the top of my head. I think it's north.
One of them directions.
You're on Michigan. You are right here on the mitten.
Okay, so we're probably a couple hours away from Detroit, north from Detroit. Probably sounds like
mittens.
We have some Michigan listeners. I think a handful. They can let us know that we're wrong in our geography.
Well, no, I know that much. I do know that much. So, I mean, Saginaw is like I don't know exact distance, but it's.
Fair enough.
A few more hours north of Detroit, so Flint's in the middle.
Just based on how I feel about like recognizing some of this equipment in the back, can I look around for a camera that works?
You can look.
Does that mean I'm rolling?
Yeah, I'll give you one more search roll.
Okay.
You've already searched the van once, but you were looking for your phone.
Nope.
You're pretty sure that none of these are going to be in working shape right now.
Okay.
Is that stuff expensive?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to bring a wrecker out. Do you want to, like, is there a bag or something?
It looks like a lot of it's broken.
Well, I mean, sure, but that cost somebody here a lot of money. Like,
it should all, well, hopefully it should be under the insurance on the rental thing.
But it, I'm just thinking, it means something to all of us, I imagine. Like, should we put it in a couple of bags and take it with us?
I mean, maybe we could pull hard drives or actually, yeah, if I can I open up the cameras? Are there, like the SD cards, at least, that I can pull out?
Either SD cards or digital tapes.
Sure. Can I just pull those out?
Sure.
I mean, I guess at least this was what we were working on, whatever it is.
Sure. That equipment looks like thousands of dollars worth of equipment, so.
Well, I mean, not when it's broken.
Dave, from what you know about cameras and things like that, which you still don't know a whole lot about at this point, but this doesn't look like a whole lot of equipment.
There's not even that much here. It must have been a quick in and out thing.
Well, no, like, there's things that you would expect to see here for a normal job that you don't see here.
Right, like there's no reflectors or stuff like that.
Yeah, there's no lights. There's no reflectors.
Yeah, it's pretty bare bones.
Well, I mean, are we a news crew?
I don't know. What are we?
I mean, we're not seeing a, like, news camera, right?
No.
Are we filming the Blair Witch Project?
I think we're dressed a little too nice for that.
You see lights coming up the road.
I will, with my light on my phone, I'll kind of just wave my hands, you know, signal them over.
Oh, man, I hope I have money in my bank account because this ambulance is not going to be cheap.
Sure, whoever sent us here doesn't help out? I don't know.
If not, Kristen's insurance should cover it.
Oh, the rental thing, hopefully. I hope we sprang for the extra package of insurance.
Yes, it's clearly ticked here.
So we, yeah, sure.
A cop and an ambulance will pull up.
Hello, officer.
Yeah.
Medics.
The officer will greet you, Joseph Kennedy.
Okay.
From Clio.
Officer or like county sheriff?
Sergeant.
So probably local PD. PD.
Yep, yeah. Local PD.
What'd you say his name was?
Joseph Kennedy.
Kennedy. There, by Kennedy's?
Officer Kennedy, thank you for showing up. We're not...
What exactly happened?
None of us remember.
Yeah, we all seem to have memory loss. I don't know if we've suffered concussions or not. I mean, that was a pretty big impact, or maybe... I don't know, maybe Kristen, is it?
Correct.
Maybe Kristen should be checked out more. Maybe you lost consciousness or something? Do you feel tired?
Who was driving?
I was driving.
And you will be field sobriety tested and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, once they're sure that you're not concussed and everything like that, you will be field sobriety tested. I don't know what the procedure is exactly, but...
How does that go?
Yeah.
Well, usually if somebody's...
Are you sober?
I'm going to say...
If somebody's bleeding, they would treat him.
Yeah. Well, because they can screen the blood later.
Right.
Like, the breathalyzer and the field sobriety test is just to see if you are at such a limit. If they can actually test you, you know, medically in ways that aren't, you know, putting your finger to your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be treated first, unless the officer had some reason to think that she was drunk.
Right. And nobody's severely injured or anything like that. There's no damage. There's no nothing. It's...
Yeah.
He says he's going to call a tow truck. Should be here in about an hour.
Yeah. Go figure.
I'll ask the medic. Any idea why we can't remember anything?
Off the top of my head, no. There's mild head trauma, but not even enough to look like a concussion. For all of you to be...
We lost consciousness. Memory? That's like the definition of a concussion, right?
No.
There's
sometimes.
Not necessarily, though.
My medicine's going to
zero. Yeah, but there's no indication to say that you were knocked out. I don't smell alcohol on any of you, but until I can actually run the blood... Would you like to be taken back to the clinic to be treated? Or would you rather wait with your car? I don't see enough energy, enough injury to really warrant a stay or anything.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'll just...
Well, I'm a little concerned about not remembering my own birthday. Or anything that's happened, you know, beyond the last hour, but...
Well, you could also be feeding us a bull line so that you don't have to explain anything.
Do you happen...
That's awful unfriendly of you.
Well, you're here in a rental. Your IDs are out of state. I don't know what in the hell you're doing here.
Has there been no notice of a small film crew around town?
Yeah.
We have evidence of being at the hotel. What was the name of the hotel again?
Pull out our key.
The Coach and Lantern.
Yeah, the Coach and Lantern Hotel.
Yeah, it's about the only one in town.
But more than that, we don't really have any recollection of anything post 20 minutes ago.
Cody, you can roll human.
Do I have that?
Well, you can roll alien if you don't.
I have human. pass.
Pass? The sergeant, he definitely knows you, but he is actively not saying anything.
Okay.
Well, that's real unhelpful.
Officer, I think one or two of us are going to wait for the record. Would it be possible to get a ride back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Do I have to sit in the back, or...
I think the passenger seat is usually filled with equipment.
Yes.
No, not always. Just depends.
Generally, yes.
How many police cars have you ridden in?
Three.
In the back seat, apparently.
All but once, yes.
Okay.
I was never cuffed.
That just means that you weren't belligerent. okay. Yeah, we'll go back to the hotel motel.
Are you going by yourself?
I don't know what these two are doing.
I'll wait for the wrecker and then go back, which I thought was what we were doing. You go over
and try the van, it starts. There's no real damage to it. It's just down in the ditch and it's pulled out.
So it must have gone in at a fairly slow speed then?
Yeah, there's no skid marks, there's no nothing.
Weird.
So we'll just wait for the wrecker to show up. We'll meet you back at the hotel.
Okay.
Who wants to what?
I'm riding with the sergeant.
Right.
I'm waiting for the wrecker.
Do you guys have anything that you want to do while you're waiting for the wrecker?
Yes.
What?
I want to wait for the cop to leave.
They're leaving.
Okay.
He pulls the drugs.
You've all been checked out by the paramedic.
Okay.
Everything like that. Everybody's heading off.
I've had some ibuprofen
to deal with
the pain. The farmhouse that you said was up the road, is it behind us or in front of us?
Behind you and in front of you.
I don't have to mess with that. Do-do-do-do.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear. I just noticed that I happen to have a 50 in a cult.
Me too.
Uh-oh.
You guys are right about here. On this map. Here is the house with the lights on.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh.
What exactly?
Are we heading away from the farmhouse, right?
Away.
Okay.
Oh, the van was heading away from it.
The van was heading away.
Okay, towards Cleo.
Yeah, downtown Cleo is over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Gotcha.
We're heading away from the farmhouse.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And it looks like the GPS location that was on this road is here.
Are there any crop circles?
Did we lose 7 minutes? I spray paint a mark on the road, Jeff.
You're already in the cop car.
Guys, spray paint a mark on the road!
You could text him.
It's what Mulder would do.
You could text Kristen if you wanted to. You two have phones.
Is there anything else you guys want? Otherwise, I'll go back to Cody.
He's trying to decide if he wants to go to the farmhouse or not.
Like, the meta in me wants to go to the farmhouse.
I see you looking, and I'm like, it'd be a 20-minute walk both ways.
Yeah.
don't. Well, I mean, if we're not here when the wrecker gets here, then we're gonna have to walk all the way back to Cleo, which is like at least 5 miles, probably.
It's true. I'll walk like half the distance up the road to towards the farmhouse.
I mean, one of you could go, and the other could wait for the wrecker.
Yeah, I'll just you stay here, and I won't go. I'll just go up the road a little bit.
Okay, I don't have a phone though, so I won't have a way to tell you if it gets here.
It shouldn't take long.
You could.
Okay, if you're sure.
I should like to point out it is a car. You could drive and get him.
It's in the f***ing ditch.
It won't be once the wrecker gets it out.
Right, but only once the wrecker gets here.
And the car's in her name.
Doesn't mean he can't.
Never stopped me before.
Might mean that the wrecker won't pull it out if you're not there.
Oh.
I mean, the way this is spelled, this could be a male's name. Could be a man's name.
Well, there's a checkbox.
You go into? Are you going?
Well, I mean, no. Yes, I know that I'm not a man. I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying I could pretend to be.
Yes.
Are you going to the farmhouse?
I'm gonna go halfway. I'm gonna go about halfway up the road towards the farmhouse.
Farmhouse gets bigger.
There are lights on in the farmhouse.
They're like the porch light and stuff like that is on.
Yes. Okay.
Creepy granny is sitting in the rocking chair.
Hello.
Should have brought one of the
I haven't seen
me.
You in 60 years.
None of them were working. There's not anything real super
really
high grade in there.
The camera necessarily. Do I see like is there anything any other motion going on around the farmhouse? Are there any other outbuildings like that electricity might be on at the moment?
There's a barn.
All right, I'll just walk back to the barn.
I'm not there, okay. But what kind of barn?
Typical barn.
Okay, a Barney so barn.
Like, it's not necessarily a large animal barn. It's just your standard old hayloft barn.
Yes.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy.
Not a pole barn, not a whatever.
I don't know barns. Sorry.
Standard barn.
Yep.
Farm barn.
It's probably red with white trim.
If it's like the ones around here, hasn't been painted in 45 years and the roof's fallen in, barn.
Cody.
Yes.
You are in the back of a cop car, getting a ride to the motel.
Or so you think.
Thank you for the ride, officer.
You're more than welcome. So you really don't remember anything?
God's honest truth, I don't remember anything besides waking up in that car and calling 911.
Doesn't seem like you all have been drinking.
No, I don't feel like I've been drinking at all. Do I?
Maybe a hell of a hangover, but...
I mean, I feel kind of vaguely hungover, but it's not... I think it's from the wreck, you know what I mean? I think it's the impact.
Hmm.
Have we met?
Yeah, we have.
Well, you're not.
Wait, how much do you remember?
Calling 911.
Yeah, you were
talking to you 5 minutes ago.
you're in town doing a story on the Cooper House.
The Cooper House, you say? And what is the Cooper House?
It's an old haunted house.
Oh.
The local haunted house.
So I'm like some sort of Ghostbuster?
Ghost hunter?
I'm texting Kristen. Apparently we are ghost hunters. ... The Cooper House? ... Shocked face emoji. Send.
There isn't there a ghost emoji?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the ghost emoji.
I never used them, so I don't know.
How long have we been in town?
I don't know. You just talked to me yesterday.
Okay, so been in town a day or two.
I just want to make sure that you're going to stick to your end of the bargain, and my name's not going to appear in whatever you do.
Of course. Do I have a little notepad anywhere?
No, you don't.
Okay. No, why? Was there something that you was supposed to be off the record that we discussed?
You had agreed to mask my voice and everything like that. It's not good for me in the department to be talking about ghost stories.
No, not at all. I will I'll make sure that that is the way that it is. Like I said, I've got a hell of a headache from whatever happened. Was the Cooper house where we were? Were we in the direction of the Cooper house?
Yeah, you were right down the road from it.
Shit. Now I'm going to use the ghost
abort,
emoji.
Abort!
OMG ghost emoji. It's the house. Ghost emoji. Shocked face. Eggplant. So, like, is the Cooper house a... What happened at the Cooper house?
Oh, there was... A family got killed there years ago. It's just the local... Kids dare each other to go in there.
But nothing's happened there. There aren't, like... Nobody's gone missing or anything. I don't know. Is it owned? Is it an owned property?
No, it's up for sale.
But I thought I saw the lights on.
No, that was the Baker's.
Oh. Lol, sorry. Exclamation point. Is it near the Baker's then? Or is it near the Butcher's?
No, it's right there...
Jeff continuing to reference a map that is 8 feet away from me.
You're the one who made the table this big.
He's got a point there.
He does.
Something, something, fat people, something, something.
Yeah, it's on the same road. A little further off the road, but right in between where you were and where the Baker's house is.
So we just drove by it? Like you and I?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were already past it. Okay. It was between where you were and where the Baker's house is.
Whatever you do, don't walk halfway between us and the lit house. That seems to be the haunting. No, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, officer. I'm hoping that maybe after a good night's rest, I'll remember what happened. But I honestly swear to God, I don't know anything. I couldn't tell you my own name right now. I couldn't tell you where I bought these very nice pumps. Again, I'm sorry for any of the hassle caused, officer.
No hassle. It's okay. I'm happy to get the chance to clear things up with you before.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think I'm a bad person or a sleazy journalist or whatever. So I
don't know. I've never seen your show, but
I have a whole show. I Google my own name.
You find the.
You've got good connection for being out in the middle of nowhere.
4G, man.
Really, really? I think it'd be 3G.
Out here, yes.
We're still in a habitated place.
That's not the word.
We're in a place where people are.
Inhabited.
Habitated.
But it's also Michigan.
You find links to a show called The Supernatural Files.
Yes. Is there awkward whistling at the beginning of the intro?
No.
Oh, damn. I Googled Tammy Loren's net worth on celebrity celebrity monetary. I just hope it's a lot of long pans of me with my hands on my biceps staring awkwardly into the distance. Okay. I don't know.
I was never a fan of the Ghost Hunters shows or anything like that, so I'm...
Mm-hmm.
I just always want to do it, just with people.
I've played a game of Dread that was more or less this exact scenario where, well, I mean, not exact, but like we were a ghost hunting crew and we went to an old monastery in England.
Nice.
It did not end well.
Yeah, I'll just go back to the hotel at this point. Lol, OMG girl, please go check out that haunted house.
You're 50 years old.
It's...
You know
how many 50-year-old women try to fit in with emojis? Too many.
Not with a 46-year-old.
Not with another, yeah, middle-aged lady, probably.
I don't know. You should see some of my mother-in-law's stuff.
Okay.
I didn't say I was using the eggplant emoji ironically. I'm doing it because the kids are doing it.
You go into your room, you see...
I want to go to the front desk first.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Hello, this is going to sound weird. So I was in a car wreck tonight.
Oh, dear. I am so sorry. Is everyone okay?
I don't think there were deer.
Yeah, no, things are a little hazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember me checking in?
Yeah.
When did I check in?
About 3 days ago.
Okay. And how long do we have the room for?
Open-ended right now.
Okay.
You're paid up through the end of the week.
Okay. I just... things are a little fuzzy, so I'm just trying to get my bearings. That's all. It's kind of weird. Do you remember anything else about me? Was I traveling with people? Was I...
Well, yeah, there was... There was four of you.
That's what I wanted to know.
The fella and the two other ladies.
Could you describe the women to me?
Describes Troy's character,
right,
and a pretty redheaded woman.
About how old?
Mid-30s.
What does it say under the cast of the Supernatural Files?
Basically you.
Okay. So there's no...
Occasional experts.
Show. Okay, so I am this, I'm
you
the
are
celebrity
the host.
Host. Okay. But there is no the, pretty young...
But there would be crew listings.
Host.
H. Oh, that's what the H
host.
Means.
Host.
Oh.
Production assistant. I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking that...
Cameraman.
Yeah. I have an AD in photography.
Cocksucker. I was going to say pain in the ass, but you already said production assistant. So, I am going to text you, oh my God, I think someone is missing.
Okay.
Front desk describes redhead, good looking, 30s, ? Shocked face emoji.
Did you share the whole Supernatural Files with us?
Yeah, probably.
Are you still walking along the road, or have you come back yet?
No, yeah, I've come back. I only went halfway.
Okay, so I'm also getting this info now. Yeah. Okay.
Dave's just sitting on the side like, of the road. Sitting on the dock of the bay. And I'll go to my room after that, Jeff.
Yep. Give me just a second.
1/1000.
You know what we're gonna find, right?
Dead bodies.
That woman's body is either in one of our rooms, or...
It's back at the Cooper house.
It's at the Cooper house.
Yeah.
And things went scary and we drove away and then drove into a ditch?
To keep giving you more modern problems, Jeff. Facebook? On my phone?
Hmm.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
That's the thing that modern games sometimes have. Modern, like, mm-hmm. This whole amnesiatic thing would be much harder to pull off, I feel like, in the modern day.
You don't have a typical Facebook account. You have, like we have for the Rancor's Brothel.
Yeah, you have an official
page. A follow page. But you do not have a personal page.
Sure, but I bet I can see... Am I an administrator for that page?
No.
Who's the administrator? Jeff?
It's not listed.
But you could probably look at your random little update videos.
True.
For your fans.
Mm-hmm.
You were going up to your room, right?
Yeah, I was just going to go up to my room and investigate a little bit further. I'm texting them everything that I'm finding out.
You guys will get pulled out. Dave from Dave's Garage comes, charges $80 to haul the thing out, and it's drivable.
Okay. Maybe I'll drive.
Okay.
We just don't know what happened.
Exactly. We don't know what happened. What's your drive skill, Britain?
Roll it. You know what would have been,
20.
You know what would have been really, really cool for this?
What's
just,
yours?
No, just a thought. Like, what if...
20. Which I said was scary when they said I was driving.
I kind of want to, after this is done, I kind of want to read this. Because one of the things I like what you're doing, I like playing with the amnesia. I totally want people to start rolling without knowing what their skills are.
I really thought about it.
I don't know how you would do it, but it'd be great to like mask out the sheets. And then not allow them to see it until after they rolled it the first time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could just have a copy of the sheet, and then when they roll something, tell them what the number is.
Yeah, it'd be cooler if you could do some sort of reveal or something, but... Just some ideas, just some thoughts.
10 different character sheets for each person with one piece of information at a time.
Yeah. Or you could... it'd be the same thing, but you could just hand someone a blank sheet that they have to fill in as they
as it comes up too. That's a good idea.
Like you try to pick up this, your strength is crap and you don't do well. It's like, oh, that's what my strength is. Okay,
it's funny, it's a cool idea. Anyway, sorry. Please continue. You guys driving anywhere particular? I do let you know that Scully is missing.
We'll come back to the hotel.
Okay.
Yep.
You can find your way there.
I'm going to go to the front desk and ask if they have a spare key for room 4.
We do. What happened to the pretty redhead that signed, that checked into that room?
We don't know. She's not with us.
We're not sure where he is, where she is. we're not sure where she is, but we need to get something out of her room for a thing.
I'm going to need some kind of a good social roll.
I've got a pretty good persuade.
See, how great would it be right now if he didn't know what his persuade was?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 13.
That's a 13? Yeah, that's decent. Well, is it something to help her out?
I mean,
is she in trouble? Is she okay? I heard you guys got in a car accident.
She wasn't in the van, so she's, as far as we know, she's fine. But
okay. You made the roll. Okay. Yeah.
At least you made the roll before you start talking.
Yeah.
Always make the roll before you start talking, because otherwise you pull a Lucas and just dig your own goddamn grave.
Yeah. He will call in one of the other people that work there.
Yeah, just have maintenance open the door for us.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, I guess we go look in that room. What's in that room?
You find a few things in that room.
Sand rolls is what we're going to find.
She's at the Cooper house. I'm about convinced.
Did we find out what her name is?
No. Redhead.
Saucy redhead, yeah.
Automatically saucy because red hair.
We will find out when we find her multi-pass, okay? All right. I got in a Fifth Element reference. I got in an X-Files. How many more references can I fit in of saucy redheads before I before Jeff?
Well, which other ones have amnesia?
Laura Palmer. She wasn't a redhead. Right?
No, Laura was blonde. As were all of the other characters she played. Nice shout out though. Love the Twin Peaks reference.
You see two suitcases sitting neatly by the side of the bed and her laptop computer on a small desk.
Okay. Next question. Did maintenance guy just open the door for us and leave, or is they still there?
At this point he is still there.
Okay. In that case,
what was it you were needing to get?
And I will just go straight to the laptop and say, oh, there's a file on this I needed for some editing.
Okay. And he will lock it back up. Unless you're going to try and do something, Drew.
I wanted to say, did we thoroughly search the room, like the bathroom and everything?
Nope.
I would do that. I would go in the bathroom.
You just do the slow little walk around, glance through doors.
Okay. Nothing out of the ordinary in the bathroom.
Okay.
Some clothes hanging in the closet, stuff like that.
Does this motel have pass-through doors from room to room?
No. These rooms do not. It's a really small motel. It's just 12 rooms.
Oh, okay. Is it all one floor?
Yep.
Okay. Kristen, let's find Tammy.
Theoretically, I'm in the next room over.
Yeah, so we'll go knock on the next room over.
Did I find anything in my room when I went in there?
You did. You found a laptop.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's my password code?
Good question. How about you give me an idea roll by half?
An idea roll by half.
So you need 1 to 25.
Yes. I know what half of 50 is.
I'm just making sure, because you'll want to say high or low and pick your own.
37.
You don't have any idea.
What's my hint?
Ghostbusters.
Ecto 1.
Bill Murray.
I'm assuming I tried a few things. What's his name? Ray.
Ray Stance. Egon Spengler.
Anyway, do I find anything else in my room of interest?
Not really, no. Hang on, let me make sure.
Oh, Oh, shoot. We just still don't know her name.
Do either of you have Sigint?
I got 20.
I don't. I just have I have 0.
How about computer science?
I have a 40 in that.
I also have 40.
You should be able to unlock computers then.
We'll see.
No, nothing else in the host room.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Are you guys all congregating in Cody's room?
Go check Tammy's room. Check your rooms and then come back here.
Yeah, so I'll stop by my room, see what I've got.
As they leave, I go, at least I didn't kill her. I hope she's ritualistically sacrificed on your bed, Troy. Why did we do this?
Troy and Dave, roll off.
Okay. 4.
72.
Dave!
mine was higher.
That's better, right?
That's what I've learned.
Which room were you in?
Room 5, I think.
You were 5?
Yeah.
As you're walking down there, you got 2 rooms to cross to get down there. You kind of look around and you... I'm thinking of this as a movie, but you look out and you see yourself pulling into the parking lot and pulling up to your rooms. You are in the van. You can tell you guys are just getting into town. Everybody's excited. Everybody's dying to get off the road, get in. You see a pretty redheaded woman in the van with you. The investigator is sitting in the passenger seat of the van. Next to them, one of the other investigators is driving the vehicle and says, "This looks like the only game in town." The van then pulls into the motel parking lot from behind. Pulls into the parking lot from behind. The voice of a woman says, "All right, let's get some rooms and then something to eat. I'm starving, and dinner is on me." Turning around, the investigator sees a red-haired woman that he does not recognize, although he feels he should.
Do I see what she's wearing? Like her general appearance?
Casual. You're all dressed casual.
Okay.
Well,
I guess we were driving like for a while.
Yeah, like Tammy was dressed up today. Like she was out ready to shoot. This is before any of that. Yeah.
Okay, and that's like a memory, basically?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. What's in my room?
You find digital tapes.
Oh, yes, digital tapes. Do I find anything to put them in?
You do not.
Damn it. what else?
Not even in the van?
Everything in the van was not functioning. Because there's not a whole lot in the van. There's enough trace equipment. What?
You didn't answer my question. Is there anything in the van that could play the tapes?
No.
Okay.
You can tell that these are digital audio tapes.
Okay.
Nearest Radio Shack.
They closed down.
Detroit.
Actually, the map there will tell you the shops and stores in town.
Yeah. So I find digital tapes. Anything else of note?
No, that's... I mean, the rest of it's just basic stuff.
Okay, I don't have a computer or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
You don't have a cell phone?
No, you do not.
Maybe you hate technology.
I'm a old curmudgeonly, what's with these fucking emojis sort of person?
I'm getting like, too old for
roll
this.
Roll my eyes every time I get texts from Tammy with all the emojis.
It makes absolutely no sense that you do not have a computer here.
Oh, you mean like, I think I probably should, but there's nothing here?
Yep.
Well, that's worse. Okay, well, I'll look around for it for a second. If I don't find anything, you know, within a minute, then I'll just be like, well.
Whatever. No, you don't. And there, going from the fact that you have... that. Tammy has figured out that you are the cameraman for the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any damn sense. There's a lot of equipment that you know you would need.
Sure.
That isn't there. You all find black t-shirts with TSF on the left breast. And
TSF?
The Supernatural Files.
Oh, Supernatural. Sorry, I forgot it was Supernatural. I thought it, I knew it was the something files, but I didn't realize it. I keep forgetting it's
scary. Super
the scary files.
I will say that with the laptop you found in room 4, mm-hmm. you also found a notebook sitting there with it.
Okay. Also, just real quick, I want to open up that laptop and just get to the login screen and see what it says the name is.
Does it say that on the login screen?
Whatever the username is.
Usually, yeah.
Lynn Cartwright.
Okay.